I'm Dr. Leon Roberts, and I'm a volunteer doctor with EMICS in the East Midlands, based around Oakham. 99% of the time, paramedics are racing around the East Midlands providing life-threatening care to people. There's just a small number of jobs where maybe we can add something different. The air ambulance is there in the daytime. The air ambulance also have cars and things available. But at the moment in the East Midlands, after 2 o'clock in the morning, there are no additional critical care resources out there apart from EMICS. So the bottom line is, between 2 in the morning and perhaps 7 in the morning, if EMICS wasn't around, there'd be no doctors with advanced skills at the moment responding in these Midlands. These might be falls from height, people that are trapped in vehicles, farmyard incidents, cardiac arrests, and paediatric trauma. So what I would call higher end level jobs that maybe need extra advanced skills, EMICS try to deliver alongside our paramedic colleagues. We do it because the person next door, the person in the next village, the person across the county could be having a life-threatening emergency, and the EMICS doctors have specific training, and we want to volunteer in our communities to help people in those emergencies. Many of the EMICS doctors can't understand having clinical skills, and reading in the paper the next day that somebody a few miles away has had an awful incident occur, and we weren't able to help. We want to be able to help, particularly in the local community and particularly in the East Midlands. We're going about our daily business, whether that's playing football with my boy on the lawn or out with the family in the garden. The phone goes. It sounds like something we can make a difference with, and we activate and mobilise. Today, there'll be six EMICS doctors volunteering their time somewhere in the East Midlands,